This is the son of PCJ. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
Well, hello everyone. It's that time of year where we throw away the script. Why are we doing that, Paulette?
Well, it's because on this edition of the program, we'll look at the lighter side of broadcasting.
That's right, and at the same time, we're going to be telling you about a new upcoming series here on PCJ that will make its debut in January that will focus not just on shortwave, but mainly on DXing, you know, collecting QSL cards, the real hardcore DXers.
Sounds interesting. We also have a special guest who will join us in the studio. Rupert Murdoch from Media Corp will join us in a bit to talk about the woes that face the news of the world after the phone hacking scandal.
Media Network Plus, wrapped up with buttons and bows
that go boom.
Well, it is the Christmas edition of Media Network Plus, so hopefully you're having a lot of fun with your family right now, and if you come from a dysfunctional family, I feel sorry for you. Now, we're not going to bring you the news as we normally do, because we're going to be a little bit silly.
A little bit?
Okay, I should rephrase that. I should say we're going to be very silly, Paulette. Now, you know, Paulette, this is the time of year, of course, when a lot of people may party too much. And I think that, you know, you and I can say that, you know, we've been guilty of that. Could you?
I guess so.
Well, the worst kind of person that can have too much of a great time the night before is somebody who is going to go on the air and read news, because it may not be pretty, and it's a good thing that it's radio and not television.
The government is refusing to comment on the allegations. Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has apologised for World War II atrocities committed by his country. The Prime Minister has made the statement during a summit of Asian and African leaders in Jakarta. Japan's Foreign Ministry spokesman Akira Shiba says his country is committed to moving forward.
You know, Paulette, I certainly wouldn't want to be the person that had to go into the studio to clean up the mess.
That would be a pretty gruesome job.
Now, staying in Australia, there is another, well, you can say downside to drinking. Paulette, do you have an idea what that can be?
Not at all.
What about hiccups? I see I'm having it right now. Oh, that's very messy indeed. Yeah, we're both having it. But imagine, you know, yeah, I think you had another glass of wine. But of course, if you have the hiccups on the air, you have to be a true professional like this woman did and make it through the story.
3AW 693 News.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. He's again blamed Al-Qaeda for the violence which has spread across Libya and threatens his regime. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government.
Now the Victorian News, read by Ian Blakey. The inquest into the Southern Aurora rail smash was told in Melbourne today that the driver of the express, Mr. John Bowden, was dead before the accident. The senior Victorian government pathologist, Mr. James McNamara, said Bowden, aged 52, of Wodonga, had died from heart failure and not from his injuries. The pathologist said it was impossible to say how long before the crash that Bowden had died. He said that it was possible that he remained seated in the same position without anyone else being aware that anything else was but alive. The city coroner, Mr. Pascoe, is holding inquests on 9 people who died when the Southern Aurora and a goods train crashed head-on near the northern Victorian town of Violet Town on February the 17th.
We regret this interruption to the news. It will be continued in a moment.
The BBC is one of the most respected international broadcasters in the world. And I think, like you, I enjoy watching when they have real big screw-ups on the air like this batch.
We've the latest on the Labour MP thrown out of Parliament after filling her erection expenses. Did I say erection? I didn't.
Business news for the moment. Riz.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm back with a look at the weather, with the headlines, after a look at the weather with Rob McKellar. Well, we...
offer autonomy to the French National Assembly has adopted, must approve the measures before a constitutional review. I'm sorry, this story is absolute nonsense. I'll continue with some headlines for you.
The Mirror, have we got? Yes, the Mirror of Victory. That, I don't know what that. I haven't actually got that front page in front of me. The Times has the news that. I'm afraid I can't read that either. The Independent I have got here, which is... we haven't got the Independent up there. The system isn't terribly helpful, really. I think I'll just leave it there.
Pigeons in Nottingham are in need of protection from a very expensive artwork. A giant mirror that reflects the sky is to be unveiled in the centre of Nottingham later today. The mirror was apparently capable of focusing the sun's rays and roasting any unfortunate birds that happened to be flying past.
Now that certainly puts a whole new perspective on pheasant under glass.
Ay, 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 ay.
That was my first thought. Wow. You know, Keith, we should take a few minutes to talk about a new series that will debut on PCJ in January of 2012. Many listeners have written in saying that we don't focus enough on DXing. So we've decided to fix this by having a new weekly show that will only talk about DXing. The new series will be produced and presented by Ian McFarland, formerly of Radio Canada International, and Jonathan Marks, formerly of Radio Netherlands Worldwide. They'll be joined every week with Arnie Coro, host of DXers Unlimited on Radio Havana, Cuba, and Glenn Hauser from World of Radio. Weeks before the pilot was recorded, there was lots of discussion on the name of the show. Well, the reality is no one could agree on the name. So it was finally decided to call it SWL Media DXers Network Digest World Unlimited of Radio. So, we now bring you to the pilot from the new series.
Hello everyone, I'm Ian McFarland, and welcome to a new series of shows that I've put together with some of my broadcasting colleagues. Now, since we couldn't agree on a name, we decided to call it SWL Media DXers Network Digest World Unlimited of Radio. And for this first show, I'd like to introduce my co-host and my very good friend, Jonathan Marks. Jonathan?
Hello, I'm Jonathan Marks. Now time for some film music. First up, Southeast Asia. And what is happening in that part of the world? With Victor Gunatelica joining us... on the line from Sri Lanka. Victor?
Well, Jonathan, as you can see...
What are you doing? Stop playing this music. Right, I'm Jonathan Marks. We now go back to Ian McFarland. Ian!
Thank you, Jonathan. On the new series, we would also like to mention that the old foes of Glenn Hauser and Arnie Coro have decided to put together their differences to do a weekly open forum chat about radio. So guys, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Hello, this is Charlie Oscar 2 Kilo Kilo Arnie Coro, your friend in Havana, and I would like to introduce my personal good friend, Mr. Glenn Hauser.
Hi everyone. Standard disclaimer. I am very excited to be here today with you, Arnie.
So am I, Mr. Radio Expert.
Arnie, What do you mean by that?
Well, you always make personal attacks against me and Radio Havana, Cuba.
You always jam my show. What do you want me to do?
What, do you want to fight about this? How dare you say that to me? I can crush you with one of my fingers.
Take your finger and...
You listen to me, Glenn. You take that.
Oh.
And that.
Oh.
And that.
Oh.
And that.
Oh. Arnie, don't force me to do this. I have got a gun. And I have it loaded. And I will shoot at will at anyone who upsets me.
You try to do that, you Mr. Glenn Hauser, radio expert. Ow! Eee! Ooh! Ow! What are you doing to that radio? Don't touch it!
Ha ha ha! I got you now!
Hello, everyone. This is Ian McFarlane back with you. I apologize for that. Seems that the differences are not put aside that easily. But Mr. Hauser and Mr. Koro have decided to work on a song together to work out their differences. So guys, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Come on, Glenn. Let us put our differences aside. No more nitpicking. Let's do this song together, okay?
Okay, Artie. I'll try my best. I have no rhythm.
Don't underestimate yourself, Glenn. Here we go. They call me Cuban Beat. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play my maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Beat. Arnie Coro is my name. And I go and I dance and I chick-chicky-boom, chicky-boom, chicky-boom. Glenn, to you.
Okay. I'm excited. It's true, with Arnie Coro, we are one but two. We have our differences, but it doesn't matter. We all care about the same thing. I'm Mr. Glenn Hauser, and Arnie Coro's my thing.
Ha! You see, Glenn, it is very simple. Yeah! Chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom. Boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, ba boom, boom, ba doom. My name is Arnie Coro. I'm your friend in Havana. My name is Arnie Coro. Charlie Oscar 2 Kilo Kilo. Ha ha!
Arnie, should be my turn next. I really want to sing another part of the song. I'm getting very excited. Let's cha-cha. Oh ho. Ha ha. Yes, oh yes. Ha ha. Hee hee. Ho ho. Ha ha ha.
Okay, Glenn, let's just swing it. Ha ha ha. Chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom.
And that's a new series from PCJ Radio that will air in January. Hopefully, Arnie and Glenn haven't had too many injuries from battling it out. A few weeks ago on the program, Paulette, we aired, which is probably, I have to say, one of the strangest interviews that I've ever done. Now, technically, Paulette and I should not be here today. I'm not going to say who it's from, but I think you'll get a pretty good idea when you listen to this.
Hello, how may I help you?
I tune to Family Radio a number of times via shortwave from your relay exchange that you have with Radio Taiwan International.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious about something because Mr. Harold Camping called for the end of the world October 21st, but yet a week before, or rather even 2 weeks before, Family Radio put out their new B-11 schedule for the next 6 months. Why?
We're still here, as you can see.
Yeah, but if the end of the world was coming, why would you have put that schedule out?
Well, sir, we're still here, and life is going on until he actually comes, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, and but, I don't have any other statement.
But my question is still, like, why would the schedule be put out 6 months before, I mean 2 weeks before, for the next 6 months?
I don't have answer to your question, sir.
You don't?
Right.
Well, one final question. Is a prediction like this going to be made again in the future?
I don't have answer to your question, sir.
You don't have an answer. Is there somebody at Family Radio that does have an answer?
No, sir, we don't.
really. And what about for all the people that donated money to Family Radio?
Well, we can deal with them directly, okay?
But will money be returned to them?
Sir, we will deal with them directly.
But will money be returned to them?
If they contact us, we will deal with them directly.
But that's not my question. My question is not will you deal with them, is will money that, let's say, was donated to Family Radio be returned to these people?
We will deal with them directly, sir.
But that's not the question that I was asking.
But that's my answer, sir.
Is that because you're not in a position to answer this?
I don't have any comments. I don't have any answer to you, okay?
Well, can you transfer me to somebody who does know?
We don't have anyone here.
Not even from the public relations department?
Oh, yes. We don't have public relations available for
them. Is there somebody in the program distribution department?
No, sir. We don't have anyone at all.
Nobody?
Yes.
So that means if I was to show up at your address in Oakland, California, at this very moment, there would be nobody there.
I'm saying we don't have anyone on the phone to talk to you regarding this subject.
Right, but I'm not asking about that now. I'm asking about the frequency department.
Sir, I think I answered your question. We don't have anyone at this moment to talk to you. We don't have any of those departments you were asking for to talk to you, okay? This is just material line, and that's the only line which is open at this time, okay?
Well, do you have the phone number to the main office?
This is main office.
Right, so you're saying that there's nobody there.
Sir, I'm saying nobody here to answer your question.
Okay, but let's say I had a different topic. Let's say I was interested.
Thank you for calling, sir.
That's right. It was, of course, with someone from Family Radio that put out broadcast schedules even though the world was about to end a week later.
Okay, well, that was odd enough. But then there was the Rupert Murdoch hacking scandal. And you did something about that, too.
Oh, that was really odd. You know, I decided, you know, I feel sorry for Rupert. You know, I think when he appeared in front of the British Parliamentary Commission to look into the scandal, he needed, you know, to have some way to really express how he feels. Because, you know, Paulette, you know, sometimes these bigwig guys, you know, they're always, you know, they're just talking, everything that's coming out of their mouth is just what the lawyer is telling them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I thought, you know, it'd be a good idea. You know, he's Australian, and I think the best way for him to speak to the members of the commission would be through song. So we brought him along to the studio, and he only knew one song.
Well, which song was that?
Well, it was a song that was famously made by Rolf Harris called Tie My Kangaroo Down Sport. So Rupert Murdoch went into the studio and recorded it especially for us. Anyway, here's the story of an old Australian who was lying. Boy, was he ever. Anyway, he gets himself up onto one elbow, he turns to his editors and staff who are gathered around him, and he says, "Watch me newspapers bleed, me. Watch me newspapers bleed. They're a dangerous breed, mate, so watch me newspapers bleed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. News International's falling. It's falling into the ground. Because of all the hacking, we're falling into the ground all together. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. We hacked politicians. We hacked children too. I wonder what we're thinking. We must be a mound of big poo all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. News of the world is rubbish. The sun has got big boobs. I wonder what we'll do now. I think I'll take the big boobs all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Editors are being arrested. They might be going to jail. I wonder if I ever get my turn as being Summer's bitch in jail. All together now. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. We are losing respect. Oi. We are losing control. I wonder if we'll ever get through this. Oh, we're losing respect and control. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. I am so, so, so sorry. Oh, yes, I am. I know you don't believe me. Not at all. Oh, piss off, bastards. I've got Fox News and Bill O'Reilly's my friend all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, spot. Tie me kangaroo down.
Well, Keith, it's all very well and good to laugh at other people having difficulties in front of the mic.
I know, but it's so much fun. We can laugh at them and go, ha, nobody will hear us.
Yeah, right.
Why, what did you have in mind?
Well, we haven't exactly been perfectly competent behind the mic every single minute of our recording sessions either, have we?
Well, I don't know what you've been up to. I know I've been an angel.
Shortwave always had to adjust its programming around propagation. The entertainment commercial sponsor model drove the train. News and information were secondary except in times of crisis. That's going to go in the bloopers, I hope.
Wild, W-I-L-D, this past summer changed its format and accepted money from the Chinese Communist Party to switch over to a China... It's before we announce who the winner is of that ATS and a... poop! Shoebox! Okay. Exactly.
talk about ruining somebody's fun.
Now we should mention that it's over to you.
Hmm? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
And you didn't give your name.
Okay. Well, at the risk of being laughed at, Keith, I'll just... This is... No. That's not going to work either. Okay. Well, at the risk of being laughed at, Keith, I'm going to say farewell from Paulette Macquarie on foggy, cold, damp West Coast Canada from Vancouver, BC.
My God, can you...
That was really bad, wasn't it?
that was funny. That was funny.
That was really awful, though. Media Network Plus, high on frequency and low on bandwidth. Is that silly enough for you? The Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, SBC, has reported a loss for 2010 of 12.3 million Swiss
francs.
I was going to say Swiss francs. Okay.
And that was just some of the outtakes from Media Network Plus. Well, actually, we are at the end of the program. If you wish to contact us and let us know what you think of the program and have any story ideas for, well, the new year, let us know. Our email address is mnp at pcjmedia.com. Once again, MNP at pcjmedia.com. And you can download this program again and listen to all past editions from the past year at our website, which is pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. And I should mention that the 55 monthly edition of the show is also available at the website. So for me, Keith Perron.
And me, Paulette Macquarie.
We hope that we'll see you next year. But before we go, we'll count down, Paulette. 5, okay. 4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is a snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it shines so your nose won't freeze. Oh, all the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for this song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? This winter it's a marshmallow world. Marshmallow world.